Fresh Breakfast. On Fresh with NSK and Shaquan, Namibia's daily dose of greatness. We went a better friends and we woke up in Japan. I like you. I do. Namibia's heart and soul. This is my station.
It's 6:16 on Namibia's Island. So thank you so much for choosing us. It's a Wednesday, 22 days into the month of November. Shall we start your day, please, before you even leave the comfort of your home with Mind, Body and Green, which really is that bit where we consciously want you to make the correct choices for yourself that will eventually sit well with your mental, your physical, your spirit, your emotions, and your environment. So on this beautiful Wednesday, let's encourage you to feed your mind and body and strive to go green. Underwear mistakes that can affect your vaginal health.
Yeah.
I didn't even think that was a thing. For once, gender net, cop net the owner broke that chip to you.
Conversation for Monday. So today is a Wednesday, so we're going to touch base on things that ladies need to keep in mind. Yeah. This is what we do on a Wednesday. Anything pertaining to women, we obviously just converse about that. But if you... And you know what? Before I even start, Nate, let me get into my little Gator accent or some energy, right? Mm. This is what I have a problem with, ne? Problema. I am also just very tired of men expecting us to just be wearing sexy lingerie all the time. Yeah. The very sexy lingerie that you cannot even buy for us. The very sexy lingerie that keeps giving us infections. Right? And apparently when you guys see us walk past and you can see the line of our panties, that's a groot panty. But those are actually the panties that are good for the health of our lady parts. Y'all are just too much, right? And then there's also now, obviously, that pressure, especially, and this is something that I've actually read in articles. I've listened to podcasts pertaining to just vaginal health and so forth, where a lot of women who are in relationships, right, feel the pressure to just be wearing sexy lingerie all the time.
Especially the new ones.
Yeah, so your thongs, your G-strings and all of those things. Mm. You know, back in the day we had this, we used to call them Mongolian panties.
Mongolian panties?
Angolian
panties,
yes,
okay.
Yes. We used to call them, just those spora panties, man, whatever, you know. But those ones were so tight and it would literally just give you an infection next to it, right? But yeah, there's so many things that we can learn today, so let's jump right into it. Mm. So what are some of those underwear mistakes that can affect your vaginal health, all right? So, wearing thongs is definitely one of them, right? Mm. That friction and that pressure, and also because thongs are not necessarily made out of cotton. It's mostly, your lace, your polyester and so forth. And that ultimately tends to throw off your pH. And what happens when your pH is thrown off, honey? You know this. So there's the sweat and all of that stays in the material itself.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you find women who actually have this habit of actually hanging their underwear in the bathrooms.
Yeah, is that not the right thing to do?
No.
I've always seen that.
No. In my house, you will not find that in my house. Outside.
Okay,
on the line.
My mom actually used to hate that. Actually, growing up.
Because you know what it is? Yeah. There's a funk, right? Because you have a wet, whatever it is, like the underwear, your vaslap or whatever it is, right? And then the bathroom doesn't really have enough ventilation. So where is that funk going to go to? Uh-huh. It's going to remain in your vaslap and your underwear.
Yeah. Right? Because usually the vaslap is on top of the...
Yes, exactly.
The panty,
normally, yeah. So you are actually advised to even hang all your underwear outside, ladies. Outside, let the sun get it a little bit, right? Mm. Because also you can't be like, oh no, it's going to get old soon. Honey, do you actually know that it's actually advice that you change your underwear once a month?
Mm-hmm.
As in like the underwear that you wore for 30 days, you need to throw it out and buy new underwear. It's not realistic for most of us, but that's what is actually
advised. Because it's
advised.
A little pricey, isn't it?
I mean, no, actually not.
Okay. Only the lingerie
the lace, depending on the material. But like the normal panties are not that expensive, all right? But then also, maybe the only panties that you can keep are the ones that you normally wear, your Oma panties, like you said, when is that time of the month? Because those things you don't wear all the time.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But then also something else to look out for is wearing shapewear, okay? Now, wearing shapewear once in a while, you know, to look good and snatch up your body.
Yeah.
You know, it looks good, but also it compresses your body so much and puts that extra pressure on your bladder, meaning that you have to use the bathroom more often. And that could also just lead to, you know, just having back pain, for example, abdominal pain. And sometimes it causes women to actually bloat up more than they actually need to.
Snap. Okay.
Yeah. And then not changing your underwear on a regular, that's very important. There's absolutely no way, my darling, that you should be wearing or would be wearing an underwear that you wore today and then you wear it the next day. And then maybe also just the next day.
I mean, maybe as gentlemen, we can get away with it, but definitely not for women, that's a belief.
If I come for y'all, y'all will hate me, okay? But you can't do that, okay? Because we are more sensitive. But NSK doesn't have a point. We as women, definitely, we are more sensitive. And it's just not, it's not right, okay? But then also make sure that you are using less synthetic underwear. When you look at them in the shops, they look great, right? They look great. You just want someone to just rub them on. But they look great. That's the point.
Yeah.
And you know, when you wear sexy underwear, especially when you're matching it, oh my gosh, that confidence that you ooze, I completely understand. But don't wear it every day. And also, the one thing that I would say right now, it's actually okay for you to also have moments where you go commando.
With nothing.
Okay, yeah, so sometimes you do find, and I'm sorry for this, I'm not even sorry, this is just a conversation we need to have. But you know, sometimes you might be that time of the month where you're ovulating, for example, there's a little bit extra, you know, discharge or whatever it is. You can just use a little tampon, like those small little ones for the, you know, for
that,
the light flow. Just that. And then you just go about your day. Like, let her breathe. Oh my God, let Ember breathe a little bit, ladies. Alright, so also avoid wearing tight underwear. There's absolutely no reason why she needs to be under pressure. She has done nothing to you. She's carried you through a lot of moments. So you do your best to take care of her. Amber is just the name that came to mind. And I'm sorry if you're offended and your name is Amber. Sharp.
You also said commando. That's the first I heard of that. I learn every day with you, Shaquan. I appreciate this. Ladies, go commando.
Why not? Yeah, why not? It's a little bit, you know, in the weather. What did I say earlier on today? There's going to be a little bit of a, you know, strong southwesterly wind.
Of course.
You know.
Might as well enjoy it. Yes, yes,
she deserves it.
Yes. It's a 6:34 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing Above Average Radio. We've got Yeezer and Lioness coming up. House mode
brings you Fresh Breakfast. On Fresh with NSK and Shaquan, Namibia's daily dose of greatness. We went up.